Now on Boat Radio, the Port of Sawyer radio programme with Shirley Roberts.
All the nice girls love a sailor. All the nice girls love a tar. For there's something about a sailor when you know what sailors are.
Hello and welcome to the Port of Sawyer radio programme. It's another glorious day in the city of Sawyer. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and the thermometer at the Pharmacia tells me it's more than 30 degrees Celsius. When it's hot like this, people are constantly on the lookout for something to help them cool down, and ice cream will likely be high on their list. The ice cream in Sawyer is among the finest you'll taste anywhere, and one of the most popular parlours is Giovanni L's, right in the very centre of the city. The Sawyer branch is owned and run by Mike O'Bailey.
It's just not the good product like the ice cream, but also the presentation is very important. But there you need to find your own way of the presentation. When he explained me how to make the and trained me how to make the ice cream, he gave me general information how to do it. But afterwards he said, okay, you have to find your own way to build up the mountain from the ice cream. And then with the presentation, he gives you general information how to present the ice cream. But after a while, you get your own way to present the ice cream. And there it's very important. And what we found out the last couple of years, it's very difficult also to train the people always to look after the ice cream, because you do not put the ice cream in the display and let it stay there for the whole day. You always have to work on it, to clean it, to keep up the chocolate decoration, all the things, because the ice cream is melting a little bit, have different zones in the display, so you always have to change the buckets. And it's a lot of work, but you don't see if you just go for an ice cream, but afterwards it's a lot of work.
And you did you have any ice cream experience before you met Giovanni?
No, just eating ice cream. So that was my big pleasure. But no, I didn't make any ice cream before, I know.
But tell me about the original ice cream that took you and made you meet this man. Yeah. So this is the Praline Mozart. What was so special about this particular ice cream?
I love the mix between the chocolate, the pistachio, and then the marzipan. This combination is always, you know, what I'm fancy for. And then there was really a guy making this kind of ice cream, and I couldn't believe it. And I had to eat it and was really impressed and said, wow, this is really, sometimes there's just small things that affect you and changed my life. I mean, it's crazy, but it's the way it is. Huh?
That is a fantastic phrase. Yeah. Praline Mozart ice cream changed my life. Yeah. Can we buy some here today?
Of course. I mean, this is one of the flavors that we always have in the display. Of course, sometimes it's run out or whatever, but normally we always have it here, because it's one of my favorite. Them.
And the ice cream flavors, I mean, do they vary according to season? I mean, in my head, I think Praline Mozart might be something I might want to eat more in the autumn, whereas I might want some sorbet today. Yeah. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, of course, we always change a little bit the flavors, because in the winter time, you have more like the nuts and the chocolate flavors. And now in the summertime, some more fresh, of course, the sorbets, which are made without, say, lacto-free and no gluten. So we also have to work on this, but this works really good. And then, of course, there's the orange and the lemon that we use here from the valley. And it's really good. And the cheesecake or the yogurt ice cream is running in the summertime much, much better. And in the wintertime, more like the Mozart or the almond. Hazelnut, different flavors where you can always play a little bit to change them.
And is your cafe and ice cream parlor in Sawyer open all year?
Mostly, but we just close down in December and January, so we stay open 10 months a year.
And that, I mean, that's fascinating too. So how much ice cream is sold in February?
Actually, depending who's coming. I mean, the Germans, they're crazy for ice cream. The people from Sweden are crazy for ice cream, but there are not so many Swedish people or Danish people here in February. So we mostly do the crepe thing and, of course, the homemade cakes, which is Joanna making. So we try to do everything here in the shop to really have it fresh and have to use the good products. No?
So the Sawyer shop, really, so you are a beautiful ice cream parlour, but you're also a tea shop, and well, you're open all day, and you look after the coffee and cake 3 o'clock people, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is apart from the ice cream, a very good good thing. I mean, the square is really nice, and if you want to sit outside and don't like the ice cream, for example, then you have the chance to have the cake, and the cake is really delicious. We make that almond cake, for example, here with almonds from the island. So it's all, again, like, you know, local made and local products is really what for us is really important to use the things from the island. No?
Well, if I take you back then to 2010, when you had just discovered where you exactly wanted to be, and you found the premises in the middle of the heart of Solia that I believe, if I remember, used to be a shoe shop?
Yep, it was a shoe shop. I think a lot of people were really sad about it, that we took it. And there are actually really people coming years afterwards and said, hey, it was a shoe shop before. And said, yeah, I'm sorry for that, but try our ice cream. It's also very good, eh? But that was a lot of work, huh?
So the ice cream, the cafe, Joanna's homemade cakes, you're open 7 days a week, is that right?
Yeah, 7 days a week. When we start to open, we will close at the end of the year, so throughout the year, always stay open.
And then the way that the whole world has changed about ice cream, so you're looking after birthday parties, and I believe there was even a wedding cake of ice cream recently, is that true?
Yeah, we already tried to do that. Beside from the normal part, we now do some caterings and deliver the hotels, restaurants with ice cream. I mean, there are a lot of companies doing it, but what we do is really, they call us on a Monday, on a Tuesday or Wednesday, we deliver the fresh ice cream. And it's not pre-made, it's just really made on time, so this is kind of a different thing. Huh?
Michael, did you ever imagine that you would be living in Spain and working in Spain when you started your career?
Not really. I mean, I was always sure that I would don't want to stay in Germany throughout my whole life, and that it ended up now in Sawyer, it's a surprise for me, but I think the journey is still not ended here. Also, I can think about living here for a lot of years, but if the journey really ends here, I don't know. Maybe I feel inside that I want to go somewhere else, but I always will come back to this place because it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen so far.
Well, okay, here we are, 2010, you opened this place, and then just 3 years later, because you didn't have enough to do in opening a new business, you then took on another one. So tell us what's going on down on the Repeak beach of the port of Solia.
Of course, when we opened the shop here, was a lot of work, and you have to find your way to prepare everything and to be organized. But in 2011, 2012, we were looking for a shop already in the port, but it's quite difficult to find a good spot. And then we had the chance to contract a shop on the Repeak beach, which is a really nice site because we have the nearly 10 meters front and direct on the beach side, and it's a lovely place. You have the whole bay in front of you, and I'll have to be there more time, but I have the ice cream kitchen here, so I have to stay in Sawyer, which is also good, but I think the people also working in the port really like to work there because it's a really nice spot. Hmm?
But you know, you've become a bit of a sunset cocktail place as well down there, haven't you? People like to sit and watch, eat ice cream, drink cocktails, and watch the sunset over the Repeak Beach. And it's all courtesy of. It's not called Giovanni's down there, though, is it? It has a different name. Your name there on the beach.
Yeah, it's called the Beach House because we're in the beachfront. So we said, okay, it's not just ice cream. Like you mentioned, we do cocktails and some more stuff, and that's why we also have chosen some sun chairs to put on the terrace, and not only just tables and chairs like it's now, but because we want people to relax there and to have a little bit more time to spend and just to enjoy the beautiful view and to have a great time.
So they can stay all day. They can have their breakfast with you. They can have their morning coffee. They can have pancakes for lunch.
Go swimming in between and coming back. And yeah, it's
Is that part of what you're doing? I mean, in fact, you are the beginning of a beach club, aren't you?
Yeah, it's where we still have space for improvement is in the nighttime to make it a little bit like a beach club or whatever. There's a chance to do that, but this is still things we have to develop a little bit more. But now with the ice cream part and the crepes and all the things, it's really good. It's really working good, so we're quite happy.
And do you have any menu expansion planned for next year?
Yeah, actually we're talking with some real estate agents. To find the real spot, the right spot is always a little bit difficult. And if you start with your first shop, you have to, like a concrete or a basement, and then you have to really wait until you get the next shop for good conditions. And sometimes you have to say no. Now we had a shop in Fauna Lodge that we could contract it, a nice spot, but they didn't let us to put the tables and chairs outside. So unfortunately, we had to say no. And it's a little bit like, a sad thing that we cannot make it because the shop was really great, but if it's not like a 95 or 100%, you have to say no because the risk is then afterwards too high. Huh?
And so are you thinking of your third premises within the Solier Valley?
I love to do it here because I think still Fauna Lodge is a really nice place. I think on the port on the other side where all the boats are, it's also a space for one nice ice cream parlor. But also Deja, Valdemosa or other parts of the island will be okay for us. And,
I'm sure it'll be more than okay. More than okay. And so as far as going back to Hamburg is concerned, do you ever go back?
No.
You become so unique.
Kind of. No, really love it. Of course, we go back sometimes for, just vacation or so, but... our basement now is here in Soyer, and sometimes we go back to Germany to see Joanna's family. My family is mostly coming here because they live more in the north, and when we go to Germany, we go no more to the south part. But it's always great to be in Germany for a couple of days. But to really live in Germany at the moment, I don't think we will do it. We will stay here.
You're obviously content. We just see you as one of us. You're just a Solierique boy that has emerged, got a successful business, and always has a smile on his face. But what is very interesting, and maybe of interest to many of our listeners, is the whole franchise experience. Franchises sometimes seem to work for people and sometimes don't, but you seem to have had a very, very good experience as a franchisee.
Yeah, it's a really fair system. When I started in 2009 for looking after the location, it was so that we're just adding the people in Kiel, in Barcelona, in Hanover, and then I was the first here on Mallorca, and I had the chance to make the whole ice cream, and the support from Giovanni was really great. I mean, he was looking all 24 hours after me when I had a question, but he made it a little bit different. It's not like other franchise systems where you get your whole project done and you're just working with it. You have more like guidelines, and then you have to do your own thing, like you really start without any franchise, but you have the support and the help from Giovanni. So you make your own experience, you find your own way to organize everything, to put everything together, and then you have the assistance and the guidance from Giovanni. So it was really a nice time, and it's still very fair. I mean, if you have any problems, you can call him 24 hours nearly, and he's looking for you. And so I'm really happy to have this thing done. No, with him.
So the recommend, I mean, it. The Giovanni's experience for franchises in small units, that's one thing, but they are on how many cruise ships now?
I think there are four cruise ships now, or high standard cruise ships where people can eat Giovanni ice cream at the moment. Eh?
And also in the rest of Mallorca now, are there other outlets?
Yeah, meanwhile there are, I think, nearly 20 outlets from Giovanni, supported from Germany or from Palma. We run these two shops here in Soya and Port Soya, and the other shops in Palma. There's also another production, and he's doing his own ice cream in Palma.
Do you have any life outside work, or is this all consuming?
It's just working, really, 7 days a week, from the morning until evening or nighttime. And we open now from 11 to half past 11 in the night. Then you have to do the work afterwards to clean everything, to prepare everything. Or in the morning you have to be here early to produce ice cream. So it's just hard working at the moment. I mean, we're here now for 6 years, but it's still a lot of work. And if we want to open one more shop or two more shops, it will be even more work. But that's the thing. I mean, one day it has to change a little bit. This year, Joanne and I married, and now for next year, the next 2-3 years, we have to change a little bit. I mean, we are still hard workers, but you have to find your way a little bit to relax and to enjoy the beautiful island a little bit. I mean, if people are coming here and ask me for things outside Soya,
you don't know.
It's getting difficult for me. I mean, I know Palma a little bit, but the rest of the island is quite unknown for us.
So in two establishments now, you have a number of staff. Well, I mean, when you first started, there was just two of you, yeah?
It was two of us, plus two staff when we started, and now we are 10 people here in the port, plus Joanna and me. Yeah?
So you have a payroll of 12 people?
Yes, and we're still looking for, we need, normally for this time of the year, we need one or two people, even more, to cover the whole day and whole night. And the people have one day off, so we have to cover this day as well. And it's constantly good business at the moment, because before it was, you know, going like waves, a little bit up and down during the day, but now it's constant business, so we need one or more girls more to work, you know.
Now, when you arrived here, you came to a place that had its own special local ice cream. They possibly they weren't necessarily happy to see you.
I mean, if you come to a nice place where you have already some competitors in this business, or not any part of businesses, it's always that they don't welcome you very much. But now, when they found out that it's not that we're coming here with a full load of money and just let people work or whatever, they saw that we're really hardworking, and the locals accept us quite fast, and the competitors, they will never accept us, I think, to be honest. I mean, the local competitor, we have a good relationship.
Yeah,
if we need something, or they need something, we help each other. The other guy is not that friendly. I mean, there were people asking for Giovanni L place, and they said they didn't know that there is a Giovanni L place and things like this, which is not necessary, because if people are coming asking us things about the competitor, we always tell the truth and tell them, oh, have a look over there, because it's he's doing actually good business. I mean, he's very famous, and it's not necessary to do.
No, I mean, coexisting of similar businesses, of course, is except that this is a small place, and so you have to manage small town mentality, don't you?
Yeah, of course, and we have no problem. I mean, we already ordered some products from his shop, because we try to use good products, and if they're good products, we take it. So from our side, there's absolutely no problem, and he's doing a great job. Tastes are different, so there's, I think, place for everybody here.
Yeah. And as far as the future for you is concerned, okay, you want a third shop soon, and maybe if someone's listening to this in Fornalutx, they might organise something so that you can have your right chairs. Is anyone listening out there? But then, your own future, as far as, are you going to teach others? Are you going to be a franchise holder one day and teach other people how to do what you're doing?
No, I think when we do one or two more shops, deliver more ice cream to the hotel, to the restaurant, I think that's it. I don't want to get too big, and I think I'm not the like a managing guy, I'm more like an operation guy, and if you're getting too big, you have to spend more and more time off your shop, and this is, and to spend more time in the office, and that's not what I like. I like to be out with the people, and to make the products and make the ice cream, and to look after the shops, and to look after, you know, to develop everything, to develop our own stuff. That's, I think, more or less the thing that Joanne and I want to do. Huh?
When was the last time you ate ice cream?
Yesterday, and the day before yesterday. No, we eat it every day. I mean, you know.
What flavor did you eat yesterday?
Yes, I had the yogurt, because we tried now the yogurt was a lemon crisp, and which was quite good. Huh?
So lemon crisp yogurt. Tell me about it. What are you doing? How do you get the crisp then? Are you working with a biscuit?
Yeah, it's kind of a special biscuit that you use for making the ice cream, because when you put the normal biscuit in the ice cream, it will not be crisp anymore. So there's special products for this ice cream, and then you have a nice lemon, like a lemon sauce, which will freeze when you put it in the ice cream. And if you put it together, it's a nice combination between the yogurt and the fresh lemon.
That's fantastic. So yesterday it was lemon crisp. What about the day before?
We did a mandarin sorbet, which was quite good, because it's like a little bit bitter and it's not so sweet. Because there are a lot of people asking for, do you have ice cream which is not sweet? And they say, okay, ice cream mostly is sweet. Of course, you have some, like the lemon is quite sour. And then we try to make the mandarin. Today we do the orange with Belgian chocolate.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Tell me about that. Tell me.
No, it's really nice. I mean, we take the great products that we have here in Soya, or the oranges at the moment coming from Fornaluc. Then we have a good found a good company in Belgium that is sending us the chocolate, and then we just put the things together, and it's really great to have the fresh orange ice cream with the chocolate bits. And
so oranges from Fornaluc,
yeah.
Beautiful Belgian chocolate, all put together in the kitchen in Soya. And this is your job. This is your life.
Yeah. It's really hard, I know.
This, you know, Micah, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And I can see that this is a tough life and someone's got to do it. And I'm very glad it's you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for showing up. Enjoy the ice cream. Thank you.